You're listening to Bollywood Weekly.
Hello everyone and welcome back to another episode of Bollywood Weekly. This is a very exciting moment because after a very long time, we have a debutante, Ayushi. Thank you for being on the show.
Hi. Thank you for having me, Aditya.
So do you think your debut is going to be as exciting as Siddhant Chaturvedi or?
I don't think so, but yeah, it was a great movie. So
anyway, as you probably guessed, we are here to talk about Gully Boy. And yeah, let's just get right into it. So what did you think?
So, obviously, the movie was something I was looking forward to for a long time. And I was surprised that I liked it so much because A, I am not a rap fan.
Yeah.
And B, I had literally no idea about the script. It was a real life story and I just went into it without reading about it at all. I don't do this usually. So, I was just taken by surprise because it was very raw and the music sort of grew on me because when it started and they were rapping, I was like, what are they doing? Why are they doing this? Why are they speaking like this? Why can't they sing normally? But at the end of it, I was like, you know, no, this is good. This is an art form. I would like to get more into it. So, it was a discovery day sort of moment.
That's good. And I think that's one of the things that works for this movie because for me, I was the opposite because I love rap. And I actually knew about Nazy and Divine and these guys even before the movie was announced. So I think I'm kind of in the minority there. And so for me, I was like excited that this movie is being made. And then I was like, okay, but Zoya Akhtar is making it and Ranveer Singh and Alia Bhatt are in it. I don't know if they're really going to do justice to this whole story and, you know, these guys coming up from the gully and becoming what they are. So I was kind of, I didn't really know what to expect, but I think everyone involved in the film just completely exceeded expectations and knocked it out of the park. And I think I read an article somewhere which was saying that Zoya Akhtar is now probably the leading or most talented director that we have because until now, the criticism was, she just makes movies about rich people and their problems. But now she's gone the other extreme and still done an amazing job. So
yeah, that's quite right because although I like the other Zoya Akhtar movies, Zindagi Na Milegi Dobara and all, but yes, it comes with this huge flavor of elitism. And you're happy when you're watching the movie because you're looking at beautiful sceneries and all these, you know, perfectly manicured hands and everything. But in the end, you don't really connect with them.
Yeah.
And then when you switch over to something like Gully Boy, getting audience to connect with that is also very difficult because most of us have never seen that life. And we don't aspire to be there. At least in those movies, there is an element of aspiration that we want to reach there or this is my dream life.
Mm-hmm.
Over there, that huge portion is missing. So yes, I think she did a great job. Talking about Ranveer Singh, I think hands down, if there is any experimental film being made, I would pick this guy.
Yeah.
Because I would contrast his performance in Gully Boy with Lutera. Have you seen that movie?
That's one of the few I haven't seen.
Yeah, but if you watch that movie, that was the first movie which really convinced me that this guy is an actual actor.
Yeah.
Because it was completely out of his element. He was restrained. It was a period film. And then he goes out and does something like this. So I was really reminded of that performance. And I never thought that I would see another movie with him and say that this performance is as good as Lutera.
Mm-hmm.
But I think with Gully Boy, he's reached
that level. Especially since the last two movies he's done has been Simba and Padmavat, where he's just been kind of on steroids, basically.
Yeah, exactly.
I think it's a huge contrast, even when you look at that. And yeah, this I think a lot of the credit also goes to, obviously to him, but to Zoya Akhtar and the way she's done certain things. I remember I was completely just taken aback, even in the opening scene, where for the first 10 seconds, I didn't even realize Ranveer Singh is in the frame. Because it's these three guys walking. And, you know, this guy who's the character of Moeen, he's the guy in the middle. And he's talking and, you know, I'm like, okay, this must be some random gang. And I assume that Ranveer Singh is going to come and fight them and that's going to be his big entry. But then he's actually the guy who's furthest away in the corner, who's like, what are we doing? Why are we here? Kya ho raha hai? And so I thought that from the beginning really set the tone.
That's very accurate. Actually, the way, so we've seen a lot of these underdog classic stories. But what set this one apart was that this guy was genuinely scared.
Yeah.
Like, you know, from where he was. And we don't see that in movies often.
Yeah.
You know, a complete admission of, yes, it's okay to be talented and scared and just like be completely ordinary.
Yeah.
And he doesn't throw his talent in faces of other people every time he meets them. It's very personal and sacred to
him. And even the whole, you know, at the, you know, a lot of movies like this are about, okay, this guy is really talented, but his talent is kind of not discovered and he has to fight to make it discovered.
Yeah.
Over here, it's, he doesn't even think he has it in him to be discovered. So when he first meets Siddhant Chaturvedi's character, his MC Sher, he actually goes to him and he says, here, I've written this, you sing it.
Yeah.
Like, I can't do this. So he's not even thinking of, ki mujhe kuch banna hai or
exactly.
I need to go up and do this. He's just like, oh, I really love this. Here, take it. And then MC Sher is the one who kind of gradually guides him and says, no, why would I like, why would I sing what you've written? It's your voice. You should be the one who puts it out. And I thought that whole transition as well is really nice.
Yeah, it was actually one of my favorite scenes is when he sings it and there is this happiness that comes out of him and he's like, oh my God, I can do this.
Yeah.
I've seen other people do it and now I'm doing it. It was a small performance, but it was quite beautiful. And coming to Siddhant Chaturvedi, I don't know about you, but honestly, like knowing Bollywood's track record, I kept waiting for this character to actually screw Ranveer over. I was like, okay, now he's gonna steal his song. Now he's gonna steal his script. He's gonna do something.
Yeah.
And till the end, he was so nice and I was like, wow, we've matured as an industry that we didn't use that one plot we always do.
Yeah,
how did this happen?
That said, I thought the whole Sky Kalki Kochlin part was completely unnecessary. That's the only part that I didn't really like.
Mm-hmm.
I felt it was just basically there to introduce conflict between Ranveer and Alia.
Yeah, I think they shouldn't have gone down that part. It comes from Raja Kumari's sequence. I understand it was like a real thing they did. They shot that song in his neighborhood and everything. But you're right, they shouldn't have gone down that romance path at all with her because it just seemed very out of place.
Yeah.
Like, you know, where the hell did this come from?
Yeah.
And the worst part is that they had this whole night sequence which had nothing to do with this.
Yeah.
And the way it ended was completely, you know, random. It's like, why?
Yeah, exactly. So that, I think, was the only false note of the movie.
Yeah.
I thought Alia was really good as well.
Yeah, Alia was great. I actually, the thing I liked about the movie was for once the female protagonist was actually stronger than the male guy.
Yeah.
And he was completely comfortable with it. Like there was never a single moment when he doesn't like it. I don't know how close these characters are to any real characters, but it was quite interesting and refreshing to see that on screen.
And I mean, I think, to that point, there has been many movies where it's like, oh, poor guy meets rich girl. But then it's always like, oh, the poor guy has to like become rich and then provide for the girl. Over here, Alia is like, main doctor bane wali hu, hum khush hone. Like, you chill, you do whatever.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter, I'll take care of everything. And so I thought that was really nice as well.
Yeah, self-sufficiency is an underappreciated trait in general for an industry which is built on romance, which propagates dependency in a way.
Yeah.
So
obviously, I think having a female director and producer is a big role in making sure that comes through. I think apart from them, even all the supporting actors did really well. We talked a bit about Siddhant Chaturvedi already. I think, again, if you look at contrast from, like he was in Inside Edge. I don't know if you've seen that show.
I've seen a bit of it.
Yeah. So I didn't even realize until I saw like a post later on Facebook or something that he's in Inside Edge and he's the bowler. Cause in that movie, again, it's like the reverse of Ranveer. He's super shy and timid over there. And here he's just like oozing confidence right from when he enters the movie.
Yeah, you're right about that because I had seen like a couple of scenes of that show and I stopped watching it because it was horrible. But but my husband has seen it and he was like, you know, it's the same guy. I'm like, no. So yeah, that was a bit of a surprise. And I don't know if you've noticed this, but over social media, after a long time, I've seen these long posts about side characters being written. I saw one about MC Sher. I saw one about Moeen. You know, even his mother once, I think, I saw something written about her. And I think this is something a director should really be proud of.
Mm-hmm.
Because investing so much in other characters apart from the leads really gets you this return. And we see a story that's very whole. Because there were so many different characters with so many layers to them.
Yeah, and I think the layers part is important because, you know, all of the characters, even though we don't get like really in depth, you can see that, okay, they all have their problems. They're all living their own life. And they're not just kind of plot devices to, except for Kalki, but the rest of them. So I thought that was also really nice. I think even the scene where Ranveer goes to MC Sher's house and his dad is kind of drunk and yelling at him. Even that, it's like one little moment, but you get to see, okay, this guy, even though he seems all put together and confident, he also has some stuff going on.
Yeah.
And then later on in the final rap battle scene, because I thought that was a very nice bit of symmetry as well, because the first time Ranveer goes to a rap battle, the other guy, the guy on the other side says a bunch of stuff and he gets really affected and shaken up. And MC Sher is like, why are you thinking so much? It's just in the moment, you can't, you have to let it slide off you. But then in the final rap battle, you see MC Sher also gets affected. But he doesn't show it, but you can see in his eyes, like, okay.
Yeah, he was stunned. Yeah. Like, what is
so this? So, it's nice to see kind of, you know, the characters actually have depth and emotion beyond the leading pair.
Yeah, that's very important. And even, you know, the thing is that it sort of makes the whole thing more logical.
Yeah.
Because all these characters brought influences which Ranveer was himself missing in his life. MC Sher brought in confidence. Moeen was had this survival instinct, you know, no matter what, you gotta survive, you gotta survive. And Ranveer clearly did not have that in him.
Yeah.
And perhaps he wouldn't have been able to take the steps he did if he didn't have these people in them. So, yes, I like the fact that the film explored these different facets and invested in these characters so that they came out so well. And for MC Sher, I guess Siddharth Chaturvedi is clearly our next, what's his name? Vicky Kaushal. I mean, really, there are no parallels to draw here. I just like, but he's clearly a star. His performance was, it's hard to believe that it's not him.
Yeah.
You look at him on the screen.
And I think, you know, there have been now a lot of interviews obviously done on him. And it's interesting how he's very kind of, he's very self-aware and calculated. Like he said, yeah, I would have loved to be the lead in this film. But I know that no one is going to kind of back a film with me as the lead. You need Ranveer Singh to be there. And even a bit like MC Sher in real life, he has no qualms about like, oh, I'm playing second fiddle, but I wish I was the hero. He was like, I'm doing what's best for my career and moving forward. And if I'm meant to be the leading actor, then that time will come. So I thought even in real life, he's pretty level-headed, which hopefully serves him well.
Yeah. That's quite refreshing. This is sort of honesty because actors usually do not admit that. They're like, no, this is the role, wait for me.
Yeah.
But yes, you're right.
Another scene that I really liked was... So there's a sequence in the movie where Ranveer has to basically take on his dad's job of being a driver for this rich family. And I think there are two scenes in that. One is a very cliched scene, but I thought it was still kind of done well, where, you know, the daughter in that family is like, I don't want to go to college.
Yeah.
And the dad asks Ranveer, like, Beta, tum kya karte ho? And he's like, Mera final year graduation hai. And he's like, see, everyone's a graduate. Are you saying you're at the same level as him? And you can see, like, you know, the daughter who's sitting in the front seat, like, she, like, her and Ranveer, like, look at each other and they share a look. And, like, she feels bad, but she can't say anything. And he obviously feels bad. I thought that was really nicely kind of done.
Yeah. Actually, even, I think there was a follow-up scene where she gets into the car and she's crying and he writes a poem about it. I think they could have explored that angle a little bit. But I don't know if I like the fact that they left it unexplored or they should have gone deeper into it. Because it was a very cliched thing and it's difficult for conversations like this to materialize. Yeah. But it was quite interesting because the thing is that the way people look at education across classes is so different. Because for somebody like Ranveer, being a graduate is an accomplishment.
Yeah.
And you're sitting next to a person who says, oh, because they've been handed to, you know, that on a platter, they don't think it's worth anything.
Exactly.
So that was an interesting sort of you know, connotation I got from that scene.
Yeah, but I think the second part, the follow-on scene where she's crying and he's in the front, I think that scene was also one of the best in the movie, where he comes up with the poetry. And then I also like that they link it, he takes it back and he makes a song out of it.
Yeah.
So I think it could have been also nice if they explored him and the daughter more. Because I think then when he makes that song, that's what leads him to Sky. Maybe it could have been that he writes the song and she sees it. I don't know, something. But anyway, we are not the ones who get paid the big bucks to write scripts.
Not yet, at least.
Not that scriptwriters earn a lot, but anyway, that's a whole different podcast altogether. And then of course we have to talk about the music.
Of course.
Even as someone who likes rap, I thought the music was really good in terms of how it fits into the movie. Because I think, you know, there's like a 16 or 17 song album. And I think at some point or the other, all the songs are in the movie at different times. But really, you know, only two or three of them stick to your mind later. But while you're watching the movie, they're all really impactful and they all fit in some way or the other, which you don't see a lot these days. Most of the time now, the song is a distraction to something else.
Yeah, I sort of agree with that, you know, especially coming from a background where I'm literally uninitiated when it comes to rap. I was really surprised how customized the lyrics were, because you always have this balance that if a song is more general, more people are going to connect with it, versus if it's very specific, it's going to fit the song or the movie or the sequence well. So I really thought that the way the songs were written for this movie was amazing. And it was these, the best part I like about it was that he's actually shown that all these little things he got from his life, for example, this interaction with the daughter or his own family problems, how he managed to translate all of them into music.
Mm-hmm.
I think that must have been a challenge even on the songwriter's part to actually bring this together, to show that, you know, from every aspect, he's just like, instead of draining it, it's just turning into music and providing him energy.
Yeah.
So from that perspective, yes. And the music was really very important to the movie.
Yeah.
Had they gone wrong with this, it would have completely fallen apart.
And I think that's, you know, Zoya Akhtar said, you know, we did not have any Bollywood influence or Bollywood producers or composers to work on this. Like, all the songs are done by Divine, by Nazy, by other rappers who are part of this ecosystem, which I think lends a lot of authenticity to it, because although it's not like strictly speaking a biopic, but a lot of the scenes and the incidents are kind of drawn from these guys' real life. So, and I think what the reason that the whole rap scene took off in India quite a bit is that life and that struggle they face is something that a lot of people actually go through, but they until now haven't really had a voice that's kind of creating a lot of content for them, or that's there in the mainstream, which these guys have kind of done in a way. Although I don't think they really were mainstream before this movie.
Mm-hmm.
But so I think that plays a big role. That's a big part of the success of the music and the movie itself. There was obviously some criticism about the fact that, you know, a lot of the songs, so a few of the songs are kind of existed before and then they were used in the movie, but they were kind of sanitized because there were like political connotations, which were then, obviously you can't do that in a movie because Bollywood is Bollywood. So
not right before the election.
But I mean, to be honest, I think it was a bit overblown. I think the reaction was a bit overblown. Zoya Akhtar's point, which I kind of get, is that the movie isn't about that. The movie is just about his struggle.
Yeah.
And we've just chosen not to focus on that aspect. Yeah, obviously you can argue about why did you choose not to focus on that, and that's a different thing. But I mean, at the end of the day, as a filmmaker, it's kind of your decision. So
I think she was already, like, you know, going out of her comfort zone to make this movie. I understand their intention to cut losses, especially what's been happening in Bollywood, been having propaganda movies released.
Yeah.
I don't remember this happening ever before. So honestly, I mean, I would cut them, you know, a little slack. But one thing I wanted to like ask you would be, what do you think about rap being in Hindi? Because that was something that was very refreshing. And most of the rap we hear is usually in English, and even this guy used to follow all these English rappers. So what did you think about the quality of music from that perspective? Do you think it was good, given the Indian local scene?
Yeah, I think it was really good. I think this is speaking as, because I think like Mere Gali Mein came out in 2015 or so.
Okay.
So it's been a couple of years. So I think basically this movie showcased the best that there is of rap, and I think is really good. I think the challenge that the whole rap scene faces is to consistently come up with stuff that sounds fresh. Because right now this has come up, it's fresh. And it's like everyone is like, oh wow, okay. But now what happens next? And at least in terms of, this is I think a bigger push because it's now become more mainstream, but even like from 2015 to 17, I think there hasn't been a whole lot of movement. So I think in 2015 was when Nazy and Divine came up, got a bit of reach and recognition. But since then, and I may be being overly critical given like most of these guys are independent artists, etc. But if you listen to a lot of the rap, like you listen to a first song, okay, it's nice. But then you listen to the second, third, fourth song, after a while it all kind of sounds the same.
Okay.
They're kind of saying the same things. Whereas, so I think maintaining that variety and that consistency is a challenge. But I mean, I think the fact that it even, that this movement even exists in the first place, I think is great.
Yeah.
So, and I think, it's, I also really loved the first, not the first, yeah, it was basically the, towards the end of the first scene, where Ranveer is just bad-mouthing all these other rappers without naming them, like Badshah and Honey Singh.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, Meri Gaadi, Meri Chokri.
And I actually clapped on that scene. I was like, yes.
Yeah. And I mean, it's funny because it's also so hypocritical because those guys have done many movies where he's been a part of. And he will happily go and kind of buddy up to them. But yeah, I think from that perspective, I was really happy because when... In India now, when people say Indian rappers, they think like, oh, Honey Singh, Badshah, which is like, I don't even know how to categorize them. Whereas now, hopefully they'll think, okay, Divine, Nazy, Gully Boy, whatever. So to that extent, I think it's been very positive.
No, I agree with that because one of the reasons why I did not like rap is because of these guys, because they're just like...
It's
annoying.
Like, yeah,
it's not the word.
Yeah, and you kill brain cells by listening to their music.
Yeah,
even though it is super catchy, you have to admit. But yeah,
that's true.
So anything else on Gully Boy?
I guess the last song. I don't know. It just stuck with me when he performed
Apna Time Aayega.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
I was like, I literally felt I was in the same room.
Yeah. And that's one of the songs where, I mean, it's a great song, no doubt. But when you listen to it by yourself later on Spotify or YouTube or whatever, it doesn't have the same impact as when you're sitting there watching the movie with the whole build up and everything that comes. I think it was amazing. And again, I guess Ranveer got to play more, like, be more like himself. In
On steroids.
But you, like, that transition is also, I think, very nice from, if you just look at the movie in isolation.
Yeah.
From the start being very shy, scared, unsure, to being, you know, completely confident and sure about what he has to do and how to do it.
And that the energy, and it's basically him transitioning from a rap writer to a performer.
Exactly.
And, you know, that's what these people are ultimately, performers.
Yeah.
And that journey sort of completes there.
Yeah. That it was also nice to see they give Divine a cameo at the end. I don't know if you know that.
I saw that when he came in and introduced everyone.
Yeah, yeah. It was the guy with the mic announcing. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I thought that was nice. Actually, a lot of the battle rap scenes The other guys are actually real rappers.
Yeah, I think even Rajkumari was there.
Yeah, Kaam Bhari, MUA, all these guys. I thought that was nice. And they actually even wrote all the rap battle scenes, like even for Ranveer and MC Sher's part.
I didn't know that. That's interesting.
Yeah. So it's actually funny because, this I read after the movie, but, you know, at the end of the movie, there's this big contest that all these rappers are a part of to perform with Nas, who's this American rapper. But in reality, what happened is these guys actually held a contest to be a part of the movie.
So
50, 80 people must have competed.
Okay.
And I think out of that, the top 5 or 10, apart from, like, Nazy and Divine were there from the start because it's about their story. But the next 5 or the other 5 or 10 guys, they actually got selected via this contest to be part of the movie and to write the battle scenes.
That's a very good model of crowdsourcing, I would say.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, that's interesting.
Yeah. But I think it's good for them also because XL also did like a little series on YouTube called Voice of the Streets, where it's like 7-8 minute documentary type videos about each of these guys and where they grew up and where they came from, and you know.
It's always good to see art being propagated and getting a voice of its own, especially when things are so commercial in India.
Yeah.
I'd say it's like more challenging because the parallel cinema industry, or even introducing something that's different, is very, very difficult. So.
Yeah. And I think, you know, it's great that this movie is done really well.
Yes.
I think it's made 120 crores or something. Whatever excitement I had about this. And on the last podcast, we spent a lot of time talking about how a lot of like content-driven cinema did well last year, like Andhadhun and Badaiyo and all of this stuff. And all of my happiness was shattered by Total Dhamal, which is on track to do, I think it's already hit 100 crores.
What?
Is on track to, So, anyway, so there's still some way to go for Bollywood.
I mean, I don't have a problem with stupid people make money. I have a problem when good people don't make money.
Yeah, fair enough.
So as long as the nice movies are doing their bit of business and breaking even, I'd do it. Because, you know, you have to remember, Salman Khan is the greatest actor in this country with an unparalleled fan following, which probably will not be replicated by any star in times to come. So keeping that in mind. Baby steps.
All right. On that note, I think we're ready to wrap this up. Just before we go, any other movies coming up that you're excited for or that you're curious to see?
Luka Chupi, maybe, although it's not typically the kind of film I would see. I think it just looks interesting. They're experimenting, you know, with a new genre. It's cool. And Socharia also looks good, although I'm not sure how many people are gonna really go out and watch that movie, because it looks very hardcore.
Yeah.
But it definitely has the right lineup, and it looks very interesting right now.
Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Hopefully we will get you back on many more podcasts in the months to come.
This was fun.
Cool. All right, listeners, thank you so much and see you next time. Thank you so much for listening. That's our show. If you enjoyed that, then please subscribe and spread the word. Bollywood Weekly is available on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, Audioboom, and pretty much anywhere else where you might get your podcasts. And if you have any comments or anything you want us to discuss on the show, then do get in touch with us by following TIC Productions on Facebook and on Twitter. See you next week.